This is Maine Things Considered. Studies indicate that every person in Maine generates at least 4 pounds of trash a day. That adds up to millions of pounds that need to be disposed of somehow every single year. Now the legislature is gearing up to take a second look at how the state can do a better job at managing its waste and increasing its recycling rate. Mal Leary reports.
Maine has not looked at its solid waste laws for 15 years. Senator Tom Saviello, a Republican from Wilton, says it's time.
We set some recycling goals in those, and we aren't coming close to meeting those goals. So as a result of that, we have to look at why and what can we do to help them.
Saviello serves as co-chair of the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee, which earlier this year enlisted the help of the Mitchell Center at the University of Maine to look at how other states and municipalities have improved their recycling rates. Maine's goal of reaching 50% by last year fell short and is now estimated to be at about 35%. The Mitchell Center Travis Blackmer says some communities are adopting increased disposal fees and the banning of certain packaging.
You know, we have things like the polystyrene foam ban in Portland, polyethylene bags in Westport, Connecticut, York, Maine, California as well, and then things like single-serve PET bottles being banned in Concord, Massachusetts.
The panel is also looking at updating laws governing trash to energy generation, in which wood, paper, and other combustibles are taken from the waste stream and burned to generate electricity. Saviello expects the final package to be controversial.
This bill is the kitchen sink. It's got everything in it. Some things people aren't going to like. For example, we already know the ag people don't like the fact we're going to add apple cider and blueberry juice into this thing.
Meaning they won't like the idea of adding the containers for those products to the list of returnables and assessing a deposit. But committee members say the clock is ticking and the state could run out of licensed landfill space in 15 years. That's why they're planning to take up the proposal in the next session that starts in January. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.